Now it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet. Climate change is a big problem, and it's being caused by too much carbon in our atmosphere. But carbon is not our enemy. It's the building block of life. Everything alive is made of it. It's us. Carbon is at the center of the big global biogeochemical cycles that underpin life on Earth. The problem of climate change and the solution are simply a matter of balance. Let's step back and look at the five pools where carbon is stored on planet Earth. It's in the air as carbon dioxide, in the oceans as carbonic acid, in plants, animals, forests, and soils as carbon, and deep underground in what we call the fossil pool, where things like coal and oil are highly concentrated forms of carbon. Understanding how carbon cycles between these pools and how we can move it around is going to be key in helping us create a beautiful and safe planet for our future. Before we go there, though, let's go back in time. Starting over 500 million years ago, when plants came onto land, carbon began to cycle in an amazing balance between these pools, a balance that allowed for life as we know to evolve. Then one life form, us, figured out how to extract carbon from the fossil pool. We've been burning it for energy, putting it into the atmosphere, and disrupting the carbon cycle. Things like plowing and clearing forests move even more carbon from the soil and biosphere into the atmosphere. Specifically, we've moved over 880 billion tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. This is heating up the planet and destabilizing our climate. Now, the oceans have absorbed a lot of this excess carbon, but now that's resulting in ocean acidification, which is accelerating an extinction of sea life. So, of course, we have to stop burning so much fossil carbon. But there's a big question. Where do we put all of this excess carbon that's already in the atmosphere in order to get the cycle back in balance? Well, the answer is right under our feet. It's in the soil. Plants with sunlight and water perform photosynthesis. They pull carbon in from the air and turn it into carbohydrates, sugars. They then pump some of these sugars down through their roots to feed microorganisms who use that carbon to build soil. Voila! The carbon is moved. Plants pump it in and the soil stores it. Nature's living technology is amazing. Scientists have recently discovered that applying a thin layer of compost sets up an ongoing positive feedback loop that brings more and more carbon into the soil every year. In concert with other regenerative practices like not tilling the soil, planting trees and cover crops, and using planned grazing, we can build and retain billions of tons of soil carbon. We can rebalance the carbon cycle. And unlike more carbon in the atmosphere, more carbon in the ground is good for us. It makes soil healthy, which is nutrient-rich and full of life and holds way more water. This means we have to use fewer chemicals, our food is more nutritious, and our crops are more resilient to extreme weather. And that's good news for farmers, families, and everyone that eats. Our health and the health of our planet are one and the same. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF, written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.